In the name of God, the compassionate and merciful. Good evening, everybody. Today I'm going to continue chapter 3 or unit 3, page 38, using DL1. So, page 38 using DL1. Okay, when we are going to talk about the classroom management, okay, one of the elements that we must consider in our teaching is using DL1. Although all L2 learners enter classes with their L1 as an important gadget to be used, so it must be said that L2 must be heard and used as much as possible. So it is advisable advisable for all teachers to hold their classes in L2 as much as they can. However, L1 is used in any case. To understand and to be understood very well. For example, asking students to translate phrases, words, sentences into L1 and then vice versa can help students to understand and help the teachers to be understood very well in teaching. In any case, if using L1 can advocate students' L2 learning, it is used doubtless. Using L2 film with L1 subtitles, finding equivalent sound counterpart, and also grammar points can push learners in the learning process. But using L1 in international classes, having several L1 is almost useless because students have their own L1 and it is not just one to be used in most of the time class. So it will be useless. Lesson stages. The second part is lesson or creating lesson stages. Engaging students to the lesson and arising their interests are the first stages in teaching. Starting new teaching points can be done by clear explaining or sometimes unclearly to create surprise in classes. But in any case, teachers must refocus students' attention to teaching points or direct them to get the points themselves. The teachers in any kind of classes must provide some starters or closures to bring students to learning activities. Now, turn a page and come to different seating arrangements. Okay, as you see on page 41, we have five arrangement. The first one is separate tables. If you see, we have three or, for example, five. It depends on the number of the students that you have in the class. Okay, so separate tables, and around every table there is some people. One, you can say the teacher, you can say assistants, or you can say the head student. Okay, and they discuss or they learn together, they work together, they pair, okay, and work all together. The second one is solo work. As you see, solo means one by one, okay, solo. Solist means a person who sings alone. That is solo work, means all of the students work alone. But pay attention to the position of the teacher and board. It is important. For example, in the separate tables, the board and the teachers are in the same direction to the students. Okay, and in a solo work, you see the board, students are in line, but they are separate. Okay, they work separately or alone, and the whiteboard and the teacher position. In the third one is circle. As I hold sometimes in my own classes, the students are in the same level of the attention to the teacher, but the person who are near the teacher usually pay attention to the points most of the time because they are under the teacher's observation. But sometimes the persons who are in the corners or far from maybe ignore paying attention to the teacher. The fourth one is the horseshoe. As you see, horseshoe again. One student, you know, can play the main role. It can, or he or she can, you know, be in the center and, you know, ask students, help students. You can say pair with the students, answer students, you know, questions, and the teacher can be just an observer, or you can say supervisor. And the last one is orderly rows. Okay, this, you know, most of the time the teachers hold the classes like this. Students sit in the, you know, line. Okay, some people are in the front line, so they focus the teacher's attention, and they are focused by the teacher. But the last groups usually called, I don't remember, lojneshinan. Okay, in Persian, usually most of the time they are distracted by their own, you know, activities, by their friends, by their, you know, different activities that they do at the behind of the class, because the teacher most of the time don't pay attention to them, or cannot pay attention. Okay, so please read all of them. Okay, I don't, you know, explain the explanation of these parts, because they are very easy, and they are used in most of the classes. Usually in my own classes I use all of the groups, but they are not the only, okay, group. We can say arrangement. We can even, you know, have the students stand in four corners and two or three groups in the center of the class. I will do them in my own real teaching during the term, and you will understand that. If you remember two or three sessions that we were together, we had two, you know, kind of table one and circle one, but the other will come, you know, later. We can, you know, ask students to sometimes work in two or three big groups. They can stand, they can discuss, they can move even, you know, freely without any, you can say, limitation. Now, come to page 34. It is, sorry, 43, 43, different student grouping. As you know, how can I say, different student grouping. We can group the students in different numbers, depend on teaching styles, depend on teaching materials, teaching purposes, teaching occasions, and even students' preferences. Sometimes students, you know, prefer to work alone, sometimes with, you know, their own friend, their friends, or sometimes you can say their people who are in the same, from the same city, from the same, I don't know, origin. So even the students' preferences are important. And classes are grouping into four, you know, ones, depend on, as I said, the style or material or purposes or occasions or preferences. It can be, you know, you can say working individually. Some students cannot, you know, cannot be related with the other students, you know, very easily. So in these classes we usually prefer to have individual, or some lessons or topics are the ones that we cannot do them, you know, in pairs or in groups. So we ask the students, or we teach the students individually. So the first one is individual, okay, grouping, pairing. You know, sometimes we pair, you know, by, you know, how can I say, according to their interest, according to their, I don't know, nearness, okay, near to each other, their, we can say, preference. And it can be, the third one is the grouping, okay, more than, okay, two people. It can be even five one, so grouping. And the other one, whole classes. I give just one example of the whole classes. When we want to engage whole classes in our teaching, we must pay attention that the style of teaching is important here, because this kind of, you know, grouping is good for surveys, for discussions, for lectures, and for presentation. Okay, but think that we are going to, you know, ask students, and we want to check their understanding. How we can do that? But individually, of course, we can, you know, ask them to work in groups, but in this way we cannot understand
Who was the best one? Who was, average? Who was the weak one? So, but individually, we understand that who was, for example, in the top, who was in the bottom of the, for example, frequency, or we can say average. Okay. So, conclusion, please do it for yourself. Please, listen two or three times and read the book. Maybe I ignore some, minor points. So, please pay attention to read every points. But I hope you will join me. I don't know why you are passive and you don't do anything. Even a word of you is not heard by me. It is, I think, it is, how can I say, hopeless for me. And I suffer from the classes that are just listening and doing nothing. Thank you very much, anyhow.